Welcome into Before We Go. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Our last look, thank goodness, at last week's game and everything that happened. And a look forward now to the Kansas City Chiefs this Sunday. We start off with the new offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett. What changes? How will this thing look with Nate under controls here?
Well, I think what you hope is it looks like it has more energy. I don't know how much the scheme and all the things are going to change. I don't see that changing. But if the players, if particularly Blake Bortles, believe in this, then that's probably what it means. You know, if they believe that this is what's going to work and it gives them the confidence and it gives them the spark, then that's what had to be done. I don't know if it's going to be scheme, but maybe it's belief.
You know, Mercedes Lewis, who's a good friend of Greg Olson's, said to me yesterday that Nate Hackett is a detail guy, incredibly detailed guy. And he wasn't saying that in a way that was derogatory towards Greg in any way. But what he said was, is the last guy that he's been around that was this detailed was Dirk Cutter, which, by the way, was the last guy that really had a powerful offense here in Jacksonville back in 2007. He said the attention to detail, the descriptive nature of Nate Hackett gives them that energy that you were alluding to and hopefully creates some change.
80 possessions this year, 23 and outs. That's not a good percentage at all for this offense. It's got to improve, and it's got to start with number five, Blake Bortles. Does this change give him a chance to improve and maybe be his best?
Well, let's hope so. I mean, and I don't mean to be vague on that. I don't know how much a quarterback, coach, coordinator changed. I know he's bringing in Adam Dedeau this week. He's looking for answers. If he believes in what Nathaniel Hackett's doing, and that gives him a bounce and that gives him an edge to play in the first half physically like he's evidently able to do late in games, then maybe. I'm skeptical if it's just a coaching change that's going to do that. But at this point, seven games in with how he's played, they needed to do something. Maybe it's a Hail Mary, but at least they threw it.
Well, it better spark the change, because the only change left to make then is to put Chad Henne in the lineup to get the offense going. If Blake can't respond to this, then maybe he responds to getting the chance to watch from the sidelines for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I think Blake, to clarify that, Brian, I think he would get more than just one game under this.
Oh, yeah.
But clearly, at some point, in the last 2 weeks, under 75 yards passing in the first half of those two games, if you were running well, that's one stat. If you're depending on the pass, it's an awful stat. That's why they're so far down at halftime and out of games.
Greg took responsibility losing his job. Now Blake has to step up because he's the guy that people are pointing to. Not Hackett. Right. They're pointing to the quarterback. And he knew it, and he said it the other day in his news conference.
Now, big picture here, down the stretch. Gus Bradley pushed this button to see if he could right the ship. If this doesn't work, what else is left for Gus to be able to do here?
Has he been amassed lately?
Right.
I mean, at some point, you realize that you are running out of time. There are still 9 weeks left, right? Which is plenty of time to get the ship righted and to be that 500 team that we thought that they were. But every week, we're running out of those weeks, and it's getting to be a real troublesome trend.
And the reason this move might make sense, and when I say make sense, I'm talking 2 on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of logically what can work, because one change probably isn't going to work to the degree that it needs to. But if the offense can get going a little bit, then maybe the defense believes in it a little more. You have a better overall effort, because Gus Bradley said effort the other night in second quarter, no. So maybe this one change affects everything else. That's what you're hoping for, because it's a Hail Mary.
We keep hearing the term riding the ship. Well, that ship isn't going to go from here to here in 1 week. This is bailing, right? This is getting the water out so that you can fix some of the other problems.
A tough schedule ahead, starting this week with the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead. And that's it for Before We Go.